أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In the Sahih Karima, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, undoubtedly those people who bring Iman and after that consequently do Amal Saliha, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will create love for those people. The explanation of that comes in the hadith that those people who have Iman, Amal Saliha, then Allah declares to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, I love so and so, you also love him. Then Jibreel alayhi salam announces to all the malaika, Allah loves so and so, I love so and so, so you all also love him. And then his love is made more common, spread out more, until the whole creation loves him. Animals, birds, everyone, pieces of ground where he makes namaz, that loves him. When he dies and no more his namaz is there, that piece of ground cries for a long period that this person was making namaz here, now it's no more to make namaz here. So Allah creates all that. So in order to, and once you get the love of Allah, we have got everything. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine now Allah, everything is mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. So to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, it is very easy for every person. Only two conditions. Iman, the correct Iman, Amal Saliha. The correct Iman also, and then the power in that Iman. Not a weak Iman, power in that Iman. And that will automatically generate Amal Saliha. Once a person has yaqeen of akhirah, Allah is going to reward so greatly, then he will do Amal Saliha. And when you do that, Allah's love will come. Then the explanation of this hadith comes, where the most a person can gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala is by the faraiz, all which Allah has made faraz, our faraz namazes, and that means to make all our namazes properly, when we do them to for Allah, to do it on time, to do it with humility. Our namaz must be, we make dua to Allah also, that O Allah grant us such a namaz, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Such must be our namazes, that our namazes stop us from fahsha, all evil, lewd things, munkar, what are forbidden by Allah Ta'ala. Our namazes, we should make dua and make effort that our namazes are قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Mu'mineen have become successful already. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That their outward postures are also right and they've got devotion to Allah. Concentration, that is what namaz. Our faraid, our namazes must become like that. Not that we make the whole namaz and we didn't even think of Allah Ta'ala. Even the Imam says Allahu Akbar. Even the Muazzin says six times Allahu Akbar. But if we didn't think of Allah, and we didn't think of the greatness of Allah, then we said Adhan, but no Adhan was called. And Adhan, when it will be called like that, it will shake the whole town. It will shake everyone, Muslims, non-Muslims, the birds, the animals. When Adhan is said like that, it will shake everyone. But the Muazzin himself, if he is giving Adhan and he's not thinking of Allah, the Imam is making namaz, Allahu Akbar, but he's not even thinking of Allah. And so no thinking of the greatness of Allah. So our faraiz must come correct. Namaz must be that hafidhu al-salawat. We look after we guard our namaz. Not just make them by the way, do them properly. Was-salatil wusta. Most important, the middle namaz. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina hafidhu ala salawat wa salatil wusta wa qumu lillahi qanitin. And stand for Allah with obedience, with humility, humbleness. So our whole posture of namaz everything, our standing, ruku, sajda, mashaw, we are humble to Allah Ta'ala. Inna salata kanat al-mu'mineena kitaban mawquta. Make the namazas in their best times. The afzal time we must make namazas. It must not be many masjids by the imam, the mutawallis. They make namaz in awwal time. And for Hanafi to make a namaz in awwal time is not correct. Make it in its proper time. If you're a Shafi, Shafi it's alright. The namaz is awwal time. But for Hanafis, namaz must not be in awwal time. Unless for some necessity, some emergency, but otherwise namaz on its time also. So all our namazes must be properly. Our faraiz, all our faraiz of Ramzan, rozas. And we must keep roza, not only stay hungry. By keeping roza, we don't have our rozi for that day, halal rozi. Forbidden, it's there, you can eat it, but by roza, you can't have your halal rozi also. So rozas also must not just be staying hungry, but that we, it's an ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Then all our zakat must be done properly. Everything else, all our faraid. Then that is the greatest way a person gains closeness to Allah. But that closeness is limited. The greatest closeness you get to Allah is by faraid. But it's limited. Then if a person wants to gain more closeness to Allah, by his nawafil. By that, not by the faraid, not by the wajibat, not by sunnat muakkada. By that, the greatest closeness he will get to Allah. But if he wants more closeness, then he's nawafil. How much he will engage in nawafil, then it comes in the hadith. When he engages in nawafil, and he comes more closer to Allah, then Allah becomes the eyes by which he looks, the hands by which he touches, the tongue by which he talks. And the correct meaning of that is that now he'll be saved from haram. So if we want to be saved from haram, the easy way, engage in nafal namaz. And the more we have, Allah will save us from haram. We ourselves, we feel, I can't save myself from haram. I'm too weak. And at that point also, let us understand, it is we who are destroying ourselves. We know in our worldly matters, if there is anyone, our friends, anyone, our enemies, anyone, we show our weakness, they take advantage of our weakness. So a person, even if he's weak, but he shows a bold front, that I'm strong, so that somebody doesn't take advantage of him. And this is in dunya's matters, and we are not sure whether that person is stronger or we are stronger. Friends, we have a common problem of, the children, peer pressure. Now those who act weak, they get influence. And that peer, who is acting strong, he gets them to do what he wants to. So if anyone becomes a peer himself, so he can get others to do what he wants to. And most of the peer pressure is to do wrong things. All the wrong things. So you become the peer and let everyone do the right thing. If they can let you do the wrong things, why can't you let them do the right things? And it is that this is according to our understanding, what is explained to us. But absolutely 100% fact, the weakest is shaitan, which Allah himself has declared, inna kayda shaitani kana dha'ifa. All the planning and plotting of shaitan is very weak. And all he does is puts wasawis, ideas in your mind. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, and we should also make this dua. Alhamdulillahi, alhamdulillahi alladhi radda kayda shaitan ilal wasawis. Allah has limited shaitan's plotting and planning to wasawis. Shaitan hasn't got the power that he comes now and picks you up and takes you to a cinema. He takes you now up and he takes you to a brothel. He hasn't got that power. All he'll do is put a waswasa in your mind. Then you will be acting on it. Which shaitan will say, I'm free of this. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانَ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم فما كان لي عليكم من سلطان. I had no power إلا أن دعوتكم. I just put that waswas, I'd give you a da'wah. فاستجبتم لي. You accepted my da'wah. So if Shaitan is weak and really tries out, there's absolutely no doubt. No matter what idea, I must look at this woman. I must masturbate. I can't stay without this guna. I have to. I'm feeling weak. Just be bold and tell Shaitan, get out from here. I'm not listening to you. And you'll see it just goes away. But when we act weak, now I'm weak, I can't help it. What can I do? This woman is so pretty, so attractive. On the cell phone, all this filth and dirt. I just can't help it. When we act weak, Shaitan takes more advantage of us. You just act strong. 100% is the solution. The Shaitan, you get out from here. Even in your namaz, you get waswasa. It's Shaitan who puts the waswasa. I made 2 rakats, I made 3 rakats. I read my dua'i kunut, I didn't read dua'i kunut. I read alhamdulillah, I didn't read. You just tell Shaitan, get out from here. And you see, he just goes, he's very frightened. And he's very weak. Quran declared he's weak. So there is no question of his weakness. But we are acting weak. Just like with peer pressure, we know we act weak, that peer takes advantage. And they make us do so many things under peer pressure. How many wrong things we do. So we must just be strong. So and we are strong, and our namazes, we correct them. All our ibadat, nafal ibadat, we will get saved from, Allah's help will be, Allah will save us from gunas. And that Allah becomes the eyes that we see, the hands that we hold and touch. Allah will put barakat in all those things. Harun al-Rashid, son, he was the king, Harun al-Rashid, a great, pious, righteous king. And his son was even more pious than him. So his son left the home, he left the palace. He didn't like that royal life. And he went one place like a builder, construction building. And when the person who employed him was also a big buzurg. So he saw that, and the son made conditions. I only work on a Saturday, one day in the week. And I take so much money, not more, not less. And namaz times, no work. I make my namaz. So he said, all right, no problem. He was also a buzurg. And he saw that at the end of the day, he did 10 people's work. So he was shocked. One person, and how much 10 people will work, so much work he did. So he went the next Saturday, he got him again to work. And he came, and now he was hiding away and to see how he's working. So when he wants to pick up a brick to put it on the place on the wall, the brick comes itself. And when he wants to take the mortar, the dagger, the cement, and to put it, it comes itself. So he's just like supervising. And the work is just carrying on. Like that, if we, Allah will put barakat in our work like that. If we, with our nawafil, become the close friends of Allah, Allah will put barakat. It will be just like we are doing it. But Allah will do it, and one person will do 10 people's work, 100 people's work. And how many incidents in the history of Islam where one person when the Muslims attacked Khaybar and they were successful, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, one man, that shield what 40 people had to hold, he held it with one hand. And with his other hand, he fought them. One person. This is what that nawafil. So now with the blessed month of Ramadan, the most important thing that we had to acquire was taqwa. And let us see now, normally it happens after Ramadan, many people get a bit they feel down, that after Ramadan we are gone down, we're not doing so much ibadat, how much we were doing. That is a natural thing. Because in Ramadan, a person was taxed heavy with his body. The rozas, sleep, a person is short of sleep. So all that comes in after Ramadan. Now you feel that I'm not doing what I was doing. Because you are a human being. You have got your limitations. Now you're sleeping. Many people will see after Ramadan, they are sleeping much more. Because they are covering up. But after about a week, 10 days, then we should come right now. Then we should see. And the most important thing is, our Ramadan we spent to insulate ourselves, to protect ourselves. Now see how much of gunas we are giving up. If I was, for example, the cell phone, which is one of the biggest gunas nowadays, how much am I giving it up now? Ramadan, I limited myself or whatever, but now what's my... And on the cell phone, connected with that, another very big guna, a very big guna, wasting of time. How much time? Time is a very valuable commodity from Allah Ta'ala. A very great gift. There isn't really a moment to waste. Not only in Ramadan, our whole life. Allah has given us this time here not to pass it. Allah has given us our time to make our akhirat. We only got a short time. If a person's life is, which comes in the hadith, my ummah's age is between 60 and 70. So if we take it at 65 and 15 years, we are still nabaligh mostly. So we are left with 50 years only. And 50 years, one third of it is goes in sleep. About 8 hours normally a person sleeps. So 50, another 15, 17 years is gone out in that. Other time in eating, toilet, all that. How much time? What little time we have got. And to prepare for not 100 years, not 1,000, not 10 million, billion, forever and ever. So how little time we have got. And we are here to prepare for there. And before that we are here to find Allah Ta'ala. Right? To recognize Allah Ta'ala. And for that also we need time, which we don't give no time to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Who my Allah is. Our whole life we make namazes also. But when we say Allahu Akbar, we don't know who Allah is. So we don't think of Allah also. Had we known who Allah is, then you'll just be eager. If you go to, you go with your friend to somebody's house, you don't know who's that person, you're not interested. He takes you are going there. He takes you to a shop, he takes you to a fair, he takes you someplace, but you don't know all what that is about. You're not interested. So you'll go, you're just going. So that's like that is our namazes. But you go to somebody who you are eager to meet. You know that person who he is. And you want to meet him. How much eagerness you go. We don't know Allah. So namaz we do it. But as a duty, I have to make my namaz. But if we knew who Allah is, we'll be keen for namaz. Nothing will stop us from making namaz. And we'll do it in the way how Allah wants us to make it. So that is what is necessary. So all Ramzan, the taqwa that we were supposed to acquire, to stay away from all guna. See how much of guna we are staying away. And then Ramzan was there to come closer to Allah Ta'ala. And on that check our namazes. My farz namazes, am I doing them on time? Am I doing them in the masjid with jamaat? Have I got concentration in my namaz? There is so much on namaz that we have to work to correct our namazes. Then after namaz, check our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Ramzan, I made 5 khatams, I made 10 khatams, I made 2 khatams. But now after Ramzan, even good half is us. Now we're not reading Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, how much am I reading? Each one of us ask us, after Ramzan, today is already the 9th of Shawwal. 9 days, how much have I read? At least 9 suparas I should have read. Hafiz should have read already 27 suparas, 3 suparas a day. But how much am I reading? And then my reading also must improve. Not just the reading, I must see my tajweed also, my makharij also. I must improve that also. And everyone, the person who are not Hafiz, who are not Qaris, who didn't learn fully, they are usually our makharij is very weak and very wrong also. So we should improve on that. And even the Qari, if you leave one day's practice out, already dust starts settling on there. So if we don't worry about correct recitation for a week, for a month, for a year, our Quran Sharif becomes very weak. Even if you are top Qari, if you don't practice regularly and you don't pay attention to how we have to read, so with that, more important than that is our tadabbur. that what is the meaning of the Quran, and especially for those who are ulama, and we read without worry of the meaning. We are just reading. Those who have studied at tafsir and they know the meaning, they should be interested, and it should be such. Every supara you read, every page you read, something, yeah, I don't know what's this meaning. Let me go and check it up. But we never go and check up. We just carry on like that whole life. And the Quran Sharif, nobody can beat the Quran. Whether it is a hafiz that he won't make any mistakes, nobody can beat the Quran. Whether it's an alim and I know the tafsir of the Quran, and I know every ayat and every word and what it means, nobody can achieve that. Continuously I need to go and check up. But we don't do that. Then after our tilawat of Quran, our zikrullah, how much are we making? Zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Without the zikr of Allah, we are like dead people, which comes in the hadith. A person who makes the zikr of Allah is a live person. A person who doesn't make the zikr of Allah is a dead person. Now, this 9 days of Shawwal, how was the condition of my zikr? Am I making Allah zikr daily? Am I remembering Allah even just a little bit? And the amount of zikr which we are shown, but everyone, whatever through we are doing, whether we are bi'at with the shaykh, we go in jamaat. In jamaat, for example, the zikr is the 3 tasbihats. The third is tawbah istighfar, durood sharif, 3rd kalima. But even jamaat, brothers, even in jamaat, ask them if we make the zikr, we should do it twice a day, 100 times. But even once a day, and it works miracles. A person who will just do the 3 tasbihats regularly and with reasonable concentration, he'll see the world of difference in his life. But we don't do it. Unfortunately, how many, like for example, after Asr, what beautiful from the kitab, we read the virtues of zikr. But after that, no zikr is made. Now we'll go in FT or something. We'll do something else. The zikr is not made. So zikrullah, without which we cannot do. Each one ask us sincerely, don't worry about other people. We answer to ourselves that what is my zikr condition. And zikr is not only for those people who are in the khanqa. It is for the whole ummah we have to make zikr. So our tilawat of Quran Sharif, so such a glorious month Allah gave us to bring us closer to Him. But we are our tilawat, our faraz namazes we are weak. Nafis are out of the question. And then our tilawat of Quran, our zikrullah, a person who reads, for example, in connection with zikr, which is extended zikr, the famous surahs, for example. A person who reads between Maghrib and Isha, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Tabarakalladhi, he gets the sawab of making ibadat in the night of Laylatul Qadr. So our whole year we can get that. 9 days have passed. Are we reading Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarakalladhi between Maghrib and Isha? A person who will read the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran before Surah Nisa in the 4th supara at the end, the 4th quarter where the surah starts, before that 2 pages, this famous ruku, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, 2 pages, at the most 2 minutes it takes. A person who will read that, he gets the sawab of making the whole night ibadat. But are we doing it? We have heard it so much, but who of us are doing it? So, and our time is going. You have a block of ice. If you don't put it in the water, you just leave it. You can't see it melting, but it's melting all the time. And before you know what, it's gone. It has melted. Our life is going like that. And if we don't make our life valuable, it's gone, melted. And then we'll find out in the qabr. And if we, what our gunas in the qabr, those gunas will be in the form of the blazing fire of Jahannam. It will be in the form of snakes, poisonous snakes, terrible black poisonous snakes and scorpions. And we can't phone anyone. We can't get any paramedics to come, SOS message, emergency service. Nobody will come. It will be we and ila yawmi yub'athun till Qiyamah's day. Unless somebody is kind to us, they make dua of maghfirat, they make isali sawab. And that also ask ourselves, our own parents, who of us makes isali sawab for them? And it isn't once a year qurbani time, or just when we make Quran khatam, on a daily basis. How sad it is, when we were sick, when we were small babies, our parents had so much love for us, they should make dua to Allah, if mort is written, take my life, don't take my child's life. And when they are old and they are sick, we make dua, oh Allah, take their lives better now, they are suffering too much, let them die now. They made dua for our life and they were prepared to give their lives for us. When we make dua, Ya Allah, take them away quickly. And who of us even just read three times Qulhu Allah and pass to our parents the sawab? On a daily basis, the tilawat of Quran we do. Are we human beings? Forget a Muslim, a mu'min. A human being has got the nature of appreciating, of being kind to other people. That is what is called insan, from unsiyat. He has got feeling for others. That is an insan. If we haven't got for our own parents' feelings also, we are not even insan, forget being Muslims and being mu'mins, and we think ourselves as very pious. So our isali sawab also for our marhumin. Ask ourselves 9 days, our whole life, just 9 days after Ramzan. I said the best Ramzan I had in my life. But what's my condition after Ramzan? If we are so weak, when are we going to correct ourselves? When we're going in the qabr, many people say some problems or anything, there's another side of the story. Yes, there is another side. And the other side of the story will be in the qabr. When the malaika will punish us, in the riwayat in Mishkat Sharif, the farishtas who punish the people in the qabr, they are blind and they are deaf. And they are given such hammers to hit that person, that if they hit the biggest mountain of the world, it will be smashed into smotherings. And they will be there to punish you. And malaika are such, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They don't disobey Allah. But add a precaution Allah put, they are blind, they can't see your suffering. They are deaf, they can't hear your screaming. And we are all going there. And what is our gunas? We are making one way. And no tawbah and istighfar. Ask ourselves, even just reading the words of tawbah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Who of us did it 5 times a day, 10 times a day? Not one time we make even istighfar. And gunas, our eyes are making guna. Our tongue is making guna. Our ears listening to music, kibar, backbiting. Our minds are filled with all filth. And no tawbah and istighfar. Can that be the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had prepared? What are we doing? And we are all going in the qabr. And there, all these gunas will be with us. And nobody to help us. Alone we will be. And then on Qiyamah day, in front of everyone, all our amal will come out. Yet you can hide with your cell phone under the blanket. Your wife is next to you, she doesn't know what you are watching. Nobody else, you can act like a big buzurg and a pious person. But what you are watching on your cell phone, Qiyamah day it will come out on the big screen. And everyone will see. Your mother will see what you were doing. Your daughter will see. Your wife will see. Everyone will see what you were doing. There you are carrying on like a big maulana and a big sheikh and giving big bayans. Qiyamah day, everything, all our secrets will come out. So, and that's a reality. We are all going to that. Ramzan was a time for a change in our lives. Let's see what change has come in our lives. Now, did we just make some ibadat? Just blowing hot air and nothing. Just a talk shop. All the workshops are just talk shops. Big, big, this resolution, that resolution. And nothing happens whatsoever on the ground. No, a change must come into our lives. So Allah has given us this opportunity. Let us see. And let us be serious to ourselves. Otherwise, mort comes to anyone at any time. And then death after that, there is no chance. Now Allah is giving us our chance. One, when we get married is a sign now we are going, that we must get ready for akhirat. When we have children, We start having white hair. Now you're getting a bit weak, old. All these are signs Allah gave us. And when mort will come, that's the final now. Then no sign will help us. Now is the time to make tawbah. Allah give us all tawfiq.